culinary mind freeze stalks us all. One day you realize that for weeks you had had the same takeout salad and the same dressing for lunch and the same boneless, skinless chicken breast with balsamic vinegar for supper. You're in a food rut. I know. I've been there. But I'll bet Ted Allen never has. He's in the cook's catbird seat. Ted is the host of Chopped on the Food Network, so he has a parade of new ideas marching past him every single day. Ted, welcome. Good to have you back.
Thank you, Lynn. It's great to be back.
Okay, so you've got all those chefs on Chopped who are inspiring you, but a lot of us get in a rut. So what are some of the ways to get out of that rut?
Well, I think that's a common problem. And, you know, every night I turn to my partner, Barry, and I say, hey, what do you want for dinner? And, of course, he never has any ideas. No, I don't think anyone does when you put them on the spot. So we all have to find inspiration somewhere. And, you know, sometimes for me, it can be a tool in the kitchen. I can spy my melon baller and think, oh, yeah, let's do something with melon. But you're right. The search for inspiration is a big part of the problem of the home cook.
Well, you know, okay, so the idea of going and finding inspiration, where are some of the specific places you like to go? Like, for instance, what are some of your favorite sites?
There are so many. I love a blog by my friend Liza Schoenfein called Life, Death, and Dinner. Liza is a home cook, but she used to be an editor at Saveur. She's been in the food world forever. It's very personal, and she does the photography herself, and she tells stories about her family, her sons, and her husband. And I love Serious Eats. I love Food 52. I love Grub Street, which is New York Magazine's website.
Right.
For a little gossip, I go to eater.com and pray that I'm not in it. And I have a challenge that I want to throw down, if I may, which is, okay, you're in a rut. You're cooking the same chicken breast every day. You're tired of broccoli. One thing that I like to do is go to the grocery store or maybe go to a different store, particularly an ethnic market. And I especially love Asian markets because you go. It's like I like to look for things I've never seen before. And when you grow up in Indiana and you go to an Asian market in New York City, you're going to see things that you don't know what they are.
Exactly. Here's
a challenge. Pick a vegetable that you think you hate or that you do hate and try to conquer it. And I did that with beets. I like the taste of red beets, but I find the color a little bit off-putting. And then I discovered golden beets. If you can find golden beets, I think you've overcome the thing that so many children and even adults find off-putting about that wonderful, sweet vegetable. And then do something different to them. You know, pickle them, roast them. Sunset Magazine gave me a recipe for roasting beets in a salt crust. So you leave the skin on, and you mix egg whites together with kosher salt, and you pack that around the beets, and it sort of just entombs the beets inside this crust, and they just roast in their own juices, and it's a fabulous thing.
There's something else. You say you look at restaurant menus online for ideas, and I had never thought of that.
You know, I have the privilege of talking about food all day with people like Alex Guarnaschelli and Scott Conant and Amanda Freitag, our judges on Chopped. They're lives are about innovating in food, and they have to have, people say there are no new ideas, but newish ideas for ways to dazzle their customers. And I remember I was looking at the menu for the restaurant Prune in New York City, Gabrielle Hamilton,
right.
Wonderful restaurant. She had a menu item. It was a sandwich with fried chicken livers on it and something, I want to say it was bananas or there was something else interesting on it and mustard. And I thought, that is something I've never seen. And I began to think, when you're in a rut, where better to turn than the people who are innovating this way? I had a barbecue for Chopped judges at my house, which is a brilliant thing to do because when you invite chefs over, they come with food in enormous quantities, usually. And one of our other judges, Jeffrey Zakarian, who's a wonderful chef, Jeffrey came over with a salad that is just mind-blowing to me. This was at the peak of summer, so we can't make it yet. It was white peaches, heirloom tomatoes, topped with this luxurious Italian soft cheese called stracciatella, which is like a very soft burrata cheese that has cream added to
right.
it, so it's impossibly decadent, drizzled with a balsamic vinegar. And to think, okay, peaches and tomatoes, they're both sweet, they're both juicy, they're strikingly more similar than you might think in their flavor profile, and they go together in a way that's wonderful. So I came up with a bruschetta recipe that marries tomatoes and strawberries.
Ooh.
And I love to serve it to people without telling them what's coming because you taste it, and it's familiar, but it's unusual. And it's surprising. And I love little surprises like that in food.
Great idea. Let's talk the workhorse, the boneless chicken breast. What do you do to give it a little bit of variety? Because it can be very boring.
It can. We all eat boneless, skinless chicken breasts. The good thing about them is that they're a canvas for all kinds of flavor. And there's a recipe in my new cookbook that I can't claim to have authored it. It's a pretty familiar idea to people who are chefs. But to a home cook, maybe you haven't done this. So the first step, and I'm talking about pan frying a chicken breast.
Right.
I always pound my chicken breasts to an even thickness. So I put them under wax paper and pound them until they're a uniform thickness. I cut them to make sure they're all the same size. Salt them, pepper them, and wrap them in a piece of prosciutto, which is that wonderful, super thin sliced Italian cured ham. It's salty. It's just packed with concentrated flavor from having been dried and cured. If you like, you could dress this up by placing a couple of sage leaves on the chicken breast and then wrap prosciutto around it. And then you just heat up a pan to medium high, splash a little olive oil in there, cook that thing 5 minutes aside, and you're done. And, you know, it even looks pretty on a plate. You could serve that for a date and still only pay, you know, about $5 for your ingredients for two people. Not too bad.
Not too bad at all. So, Ted, you're going to be on a desert island. What is the one thing you would take with you?
I get that question now and then. Sometimes people ask me, what if you were in prison and you had your last meal, what would it be? The thing about that prison meal is that you're not going to be able to get champagne with it. So that's a real problem for me. You and I are so lucky to work in the world of food. My favorite thing about it is the limitless variety. You could spend 20,000 lifetimes trying to taste everything, and you're not going to be able to, but it's really fun to try. So I suppose if I were stuck on a desert island, I'd like to have some D'Artagnan duck breasts, but then I need a pan to cook them in. Do I get equipment too? Can I have olive oil? I don't like this scenario one bit. How about if I get trapped in Lyon, France for the rest of my life? How about that?
Ted, yes, if we can arrange it, you will be marooned in Lyon.
Thank you very much. And if that's not available, I'll take Florence.
All right. Okay. Ted, thank you.
Thank you, Lynn. Great to be with you.
Ted Allen hosts Chopped on the Food Network. His latest book is In My Kitchen, 100 Recipes and Discoveries for Passionate Cooks. Try his grilled chili lime shrimp with Israeli couscous, mango, and zucchini. And remember, anything you can do with shrimp, you can usually do with other fish, and even that, boneless, skinless chicken breast. Find the recipe on the website, splendidtable.org.